You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen and Kara from MomTalk.ca. I think we all know how important organization is to a successful school year. Our days flow smoothly when we can find things easily, and the stress level in our homes tends to be lower, too. So to help us put everything in its place, we turn to the parents at CanadianParents.com for advice on school year organization.
Like in any of our other podcasts, we decided to poll our community members and come up with some ideas of what we'd like to discuss on back to school and organization. So like our other podcasts, we have a top five here, and I guess we'll start with that. So these are some of the topics that we wanted to try and touch on today on our back to school routine podcast and organization. Number five would be tackling lunches and planning ahead. Number four would be paper organization. You know, those paper slips, lunch money, newsletters. Number three, having a homework box. Number two, back to school routines. And number one, creating a morning launch pad.
So let's go in reverse order. Let's start by tackling lunches. Kara, what would be kind of your number one tip for planning ahead where it comes to lunches?
I find that my biggest challenge is coming up with some ideas of what the kids are going to eat. So I try and get my list together when I'm making my grocery list for the week of some of the items that they may want to have in their lunches that week, or things that I can prepare for snacks. So if I'm going to make homemade muffins or cookies, that sort of thing, I will make sure that I have that in my list for the grocery order, so I'm not running out at the last minute or the evening before realizing that we don't have any bread in the house for sandwiches the next day. So I think that preparing ahead and making that list helps us get things going smooth.
That's a great idea. When I think of planning ahead, I even think scaled down closer to the actual moments that they head out the door. And I actually have a shelf in my fridge designated to lunches. So, you know, anything on that fridge is kind of off limits. If you check out our podcast area, you'll find a podcast on lunches, and we go into a bit more detail there. But I do mention our lunch cupboard. So the section in our fridge is like a lunch cupboard where I kind of keep things that are specific to lunch in one place. So if I have drinks or water bottles or anything planned and kind of ready to go, if I have sandwiches made the night before and I put them in the fridge, I put them on there, and then everyone knows to stay away from them. It also makes it easy for me to find things in the morning. So I find that really helpful.
Right. And I find another thing, too, is even getting the lunches done the night before, like getting them ready, especially things that can be put in the fridge, and having those prepped and ready right after supper is a good way to tackle lunches.
That's a great idea. Moving over to paper organization and dealing with all the paper that comes home, the permission slips and lunch money, newsletters and things like that. Kara, do you have any tips on that from maybe one of our community members?
Well, yes, because I'm not doing so well in this area myself. So I've actually gone out to our community members and I got a few responses, and one stood out specifically for me from one of our members. Her name is Shell. And I can relate to her because she has five children, and like my four. And so she says that she actually has a file cabinet with folder for each child. So she has, for instance, she'll put things from their speech, from school, just general school newsletters, also for their extracurricular activities like swimming and dance. And so she puts all of the notices in each separate child's folder. So then it's a lot easier to find those when you're looking for them at the last minute.
I think that's a great idea. We do something very similar. I have clipboards hanging up, one for each person. So during the school year, the current newsletter, the current extracurricular activity schedule, they all go on the clipboard so I can easily find them. But what I do, as the paper comes through the door, if there are any dates or details that I need to be aware of, I put them on my fridge calendar right away. So then it's really more, the clipboard is more like a backup for that information if I wanted more. So if they have a field trip, I put the day and the time of the field trip, and then I would know when we get closer, I can go to their clipboard and get the actual details as to what they have to bring. So I find that helps quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's funny because there's another one of our members, her name is Star, and what she does is she goes through their book bags as soon as they get home. As soon as they get home, she will go through the book bags right after and fill out any permission slips, sign any tests, et cetera, so that's all complete and done right away. And then if there's any notices with dates to note, then she'll put them on the calendar. And she also has a clipboard hanging in her broom closet where she keeps all the notices that she may need for future references, along with scheduled information. And then for crafts, which also can be an artwork, she has a Rubbermaid bin for each of her children in a closet downstairs, and then where she keeps some of the stuff. And then periodically she'll go through the bins and get rid of some of the items that are in there if it's overwhelming.
I like the idea of doing it right away, because I don't know about you, but if you put it kind of to the side, think, okay, I'll take care of that later, I have some time, it seems like then you get the kind of final notice if you don't tell us your child is coming to the field trip, they're not coming, because it gets put underneath something. So I think if you can take care of it right away, it's always best to do that so that it doesn't get forgotten. Like, I know for food, like for the hot lunches, our school offers the option to pay for the whole year, which isn't really that realistic for most families, but at least it's there if you choose that. But then as soon as it comes in, I fill it out and send it back right away. And we're allowed to send a check, so not that I need the cash in the house to do it. And I have found that if I don't do it right away, I end up usually missing the deadline completely.
Yeah, I'm always missing deadlines like that because of, I never have cash in the house.
Speaking of artwork and tests and spelling tests and stuff, like, depends on the type of parent you are. But like, I know Kara and I both really love scrapbooking and really into that whole idea of creating memory books for our kids and our families. So I generally try to keep most of the good stuff as the year goes on. And then at the end of the year, I have to pick out a few special things. But I know I have seen all kinds of really neat ideas for hanging on to some of the really neat artwork or spelling tests or whatever. And one I saw where they reduced the pictures down, scanned them in and reduced them really small, and they made them into magnets for the fridge. So they were kind of neat Christmas gifts to give to aunts and uncles and grandparents because they weren't overwhelming. But I think when it comes to your kids' artwork, if you choose to get rid of it, you need to be cautious, because what might seem like a scribble to you might be very important to them. So sending them to dad's work for him to use is a really good option. Then he can recycle them after he's finished sharing them with all of his friends.
Yeah, I have scanned artwork in the past. Mackenzie is my little artist, and honestly, she probably draws 15 to 20 pictures a day. So I can't scan every one of them, but I'll let her go through it and choose which one she would like to hold on to. And we've scanned them, and we have a folder on our computer that's just Mackenzie's artwork. And she's kind of getting into computer graphics now, too. So we've been saving some of the images that she's been doing. I actually have a few on my blog, some of the things that she's done with a paint shop program that's out there. So.
And that's electronic, so it doesn't take up quite as much.
Yes, space. It's great that way. No clutter in the house.
I think having your kids bring their stuff home is great. And for those really big projects, whether you're into scrapbooking or not, even taking a picture of them the day they come home with the big project or when they finish it, so you can capture it, because you can't hang on to a lot of the really big stuff forever. But if you can get a picture of it and even make a note about it, you know, some special accomplishment, maybe their mark or how they felt about it, I think is really nice. If you can do it right then, because then you capture what they look like at the moment that they did the project.
Exactly. It's the memory that you want to preserve, not always the actual physical piece of item.
But I do think, and we'll tackle this in a home organization podcast in the future, but I do think sometimes we get a bit too attached to the objects and forget that it's more the memory than the object. So moving on to homework boxes, where all this paper comes from. Do you guys have a homework box?
I do. And you know what? It has been the greatest thing. I started using a homework box about 2 years ago because Mackenzie would get home from school and the first thing she would say, well, I don't have a pencil. I can't find an eraser. I don't know where my pencil crayons are. So we have a cubby drawer with 5 different drawers in our kitchen. It matches the kitchen. So it's the plastic pull-out style drawers. And our bottom drawer is filled with school supplies. So everything she could possibly need is in there. There's pencil sharpeners, erasers, pencil crayons, extra loose leaf, everything is in there. So it honestly, since we have that, it's been fantastic. I recommend it to everyone.
We actually have kind of a cupboard in our kitchen that we call the homework cupboard. And the bottom is kind of like just a little mini cupboard. And there are 2 shelves. And we keep everything for homework in there, whether it's, you know, like loose leaf paper. And I have one of those cutlery caddies, you know, the ones that has the space for the forks and knives and whatnot. So we have like all of the crayons and markers, scissors, everything you need kind of in there. So you can actually pick it up and take it over to the table. And the kids just know to put things back in there. And that has worked really well. But then last year I found we were on the road a lot, it seemed, with extracurricular activities where the homework cupboard couldn't come with us. So I created a little homework cupboard for the car so that if we were going, say, to hockey or somewhere where one of the kids was doing homework with me while the other was doing an activity, I didn't have them say, oh, I can't do that because I don't have a pencil. So I think even having a little homework box for the vehicle, if you are on the road, is kind of handy.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
I really like that idea. Just a pencil case with one of those little pencil boxes with some of the smaller items that you can take with you.
Right. And our kids are in French immersion, so I always have to have an extra French dictionary since I am not French, and that kind of helps me with helping them. We also, in our homework cupboard, keep, in addition to all the pens and stuff, I keep dictionaries and thesaurus and all those sorts of tools that come in handy when you're doing homework. And they're just kind of there. I even have a really neat book from, I forget the name of the book company. It's like a math help book, Usborne Books, that's what it is. And it kind of explains all the different areas of math. So when your child comes home with something you haven't studied since you were in school, you can quickly review it and kind of get it fresh in your mind. And I think it helps as well. So I have those sorts of things in there as well. So number four, moving on to routines. We definitely believe in routines in our house, but struggle to get them going and keep them going because it seems like life is always changing. So one thing's working and then all of a sudden something changes and then that routine doesn't work anymore. Do you struggle with that?
Oh, we struggle with it all the time, especially with having four kids. It's not all the kids want to cooperate with the routines. And so it's difficult. And this year we really need to get going on our routines where we're going to have a second child in school. Liam will be starting kindergarten in the fall. So it's one of those things that I think everyone struggles with routine. So
definitely part of our routine and the one area that has worked the best is having an after school, like as soon as they come in the door, we have certain things that they do. Things like emptying their lunch bags, emptying their backpacks and doing their homework. And that actually helps with the next item on our list, which is creating a morning launch pad. By having my kids empty out the things that they bring home after school, it allows us to then put them away so they're ready for the next morning. So when I think of a morning launch pad, I think of a space in my home that is close to the door that allows us to quickly get the things we need and get out the door. Is that kind of how you look at that, Kara?
Yes, definitely. And this will be my first year trying the morning launch pad because for the past few years, we've been pretty unsuccessful with getting out the door and remembering things. That seems to be a little bit of an issue with Mackenzie, that she'll get to school and realize that she's forgotten something at home. So I put this question out, and actually one of our members, Two Sparrows, she responded, and she said that what she's done in her house is she's cleared two shelves of plants under a cabinet that's close to the kitchen table where their homework is done. There, her daughter does her homework there, and her son's homework is all on the computer. So she has a spot for her daughter and a spot for her son, and then a spot that's called ASAP. So she said she has the shelf that holds all of her school supplies. That's what they use to do their homework with. And then when they come home, they empty their backpacks and put all of their homework and agendas at their spots. The backpacks get left upright in front of the shelf, and then it makes it an easy pack up for the next school day. So I think that's a great idea to empty those bags right out, so then you know what's going into the bags the next day to make sure that you haven't forgotten things.
I think that's a really good point, actually, emptying them out for two reasons. One, I don't know how many times I have found things stuck in the bottom of my son's bag because we haven't typically emptied them out completely. So even like a birthday invitation, he doesn't really think of it as, he likes going to birthday parties, but it's not quite the highlight of his life like my daughter. So I have found things in after the fact, which is a little embarrassing. So I think that's really good. I think the other important point is that I know studies are showing more and more the impact of heavy backpacks on children's bags. And they do really encourage you to keep in the backpack only what you need. So if they're carrying around extra clothing and all kinds of things that you can imagine they come and go with, that can add to the weight. So I think that's a really, really good idea. We would actually have to repack it as soon as the kids were done, finished doing their homework, because the morning, I like to have everything done before we go to bed, because the mornings tend to be, even though we do get up pretty early, I just feel like we don't seem to be able to get it together in the morning like we can in the afternoon and the evening. So we get the bags filled and ready at the door to go out. So that's kind of like our launching pad. The other thing that I would really like to do this year is set the table for breakfast the night before so that we have that kind of sorted out, and even kind of in my head what we're going to have for breakfast, so that we're not running around trying to see what we need or realize that we don't have any bread or don't have any milk. One other thing that I want to add is for those scrapbookers who are familiar with Stacey Julian from Big Picture Scrapbooking, I recently did an interview, and you'll see her interview in the memory section of CanadianParents.com. She has this little thing she calls the out-the-door drawer, and I was so inspired by it. It's basically like a drawer that kind of contains little bits and pieces that you might need when you're going out the door. I was so inspired by it, I created an out-the-door cupboard. So I have the drawer that's got all those little things that you might need, you know, sunscreen and bug repellent and extra change and things like that. But my cupboard I actually created to hold our lunch bags, so the clean lunch bags. So we put those in there. And now as soon as everything's ready to go out the door, we put it right beside the out-the-door cupboard. And the kids all call it the out-the-door cupboard. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit of information.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I have a similar idea in our house. I bought cube-style shelving that have fabric drawers in them. So everyone, yes, everyone has their own color. So we actually have two little cubes for each of us. And so, for instance, I keep my cell phone, my keys, all that sort of thing in my little cubby. So it's easy to find. And the kids are really getting used to when they come in, they take their hats off and put them there. So I'm hoping this winter to have one for hats and mitts and then for other little things that they may need to take with them to school.
That's a great idea. One last thing that I want to mention. For families who have kids who might require a lot of additional items to take to school because gym and other extracurricular activities they might be going to right after school, I think having a calendar for, like a family calendar near that launching pad, whether it's your side door or wherever it is that you leave the house in the morning, just as a reminder of what's happened for that day. And I've even heard of people having a chalkboard where they write down messages like reminders and things like that. So if you have a kid who's constantly forgetting something, even putting a little note or something on the door so that they don't forget something important is a good idea. Well, I hope today's podcast has helped you to get yourself ready in the morning and ready for school. It is really important to be organized for our school year. For more information about today's podcast, visit momtalk.ca and be sure to drop by CanadianParents.com for more information on how to get your family organized.